The following program is a rebroadcast. Time-sensitive information will be incorrect. The program originally aired May 1st, 2021, when Mills College was undergoing financial difficulties due to many factors, the COVID pandemic, and was preparing to transition away from a degree-granting institution into a research institute. Between May 2021 and the present day, multiple colleges reached out to explore merger options, and in June 2021, a month after this program aired, Mills College merged with Boston-based Northeastern University. The merger was finalized in June of 2022. So Experiment Through Music at Mills College will continue on.
89.7 KFJC. That was Fred Frith doing Sideshow Epilogue. That's from a collection, Oasis Music from Mills. That's out on the Mills College Music Program label. I'm Cousin Mary. That is the first part of my special covering musicians from Mills College. I will have part two next week, same time, from 6 to 8. I'm really enjoying this. I never looked at the output from that college in quite the same way, and I hope you like it too. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. This is part two of the special. I did it for 2 hours last week. I'm going to start part two with John Bishop. I think I have the wrong thing queued. I'm off to a great start. Okay. It's so true. Now it's correct. John Bishop got his MFA in electronic music and recording media at Mills College in 1973. He's known as an early pioneer of live computer music, and I read. He is known for his solo constructions and real-time synthesis, as well as his development of computer network music. Let's hear his album, Aperture, on the Wave of the West, KFJC.
Thank you.
89.7 KFJC. That was John Bischoff's Radio 7 Hertz from the album Aperture, out on 23.5 Incorporated. I'm Cousin Mary tonight, featuring music from Mills College musicians. Up next, Blechdom from Blechdom. Bevan Blechdom was born Bevan Kelly, but she studied violin as a youth and became an electronic musician and multimedia composer. At Mills College, she partnered with Kevin Blechdom to form Blechdom from Blechdom, an electronica and performance art duo. We're going to hear Part of You from their album, Messy Jesse Fiesta, out on Deluxe. On the Wave of the West, KFJC.
Thank you.
89.7 KFJC. That was Blechdom from Blechdom, Part of You, that album, The Messy Jesse Fiesta. I'm Cousin Mary, tonight playing music from musicians from Mills College. Up next, we're going to hear from Michael Gendreau. I was able to talk to him and record an interview earlier this week. So first, I'm going to play T921 Part 2 from his Ausculter Research album, Vitoge, V-I-T-O-J. And then we'll go right in to the interview where he talks about what it was like to get his master's degree at Mills College. This is The Wave of the West, KFJC.
Cousin Mary. I'm here talking with Michael Gendreau about his time at Mills College. When were you at Mills College?
I started in 1989, and then I graduated. Well, I should have graduated in 1991, but I extended for a year so that I could use the recording studio in the concert hall for a year. They had a nice extension program. So I turned my two-year program into a three.
Yeah. Now, did you have a background in music before you went there?
Yeah, I did, but not a degreed background. I had studied in junior college with Lou Harrison and Undang Samarna, and I'd studied electronic music at UCSC as well, but I switched from music to physics while I was there, and so I took my degree in physics.
Do you remember any particular teachers?
At Mills? Yes. Well, that was one of the reasons that I went there. I had seen that at the time, in 1989, Anthony Braxton was teaching there, and Larry Polansky and David Rosenblum, all of whom I had known their work before going there. And I thought that was a really exciting group of people to study with. I also knew Willie Winant. I'd had some interactions with him before that, but I'd never studied with him before. So that was also a bonus.
Had you been performing music before you went to Mills?
Yes, all kinds. I started out in junior high playing in the orchestra and playing at timpani, then in rock bands, and then in punk rock bands, and then in noise bands, and then so slowly progressing to rougher and rougher and more outre music, all kinds of band music and electronic music. And I had a lot of recordings before I went to Mills. In fact, that's the basis upon which they primarily let me in, is my portfolio.
Hmm. Now, how did your performance change between when you went into Mills and when you left?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there was a pretty substantial change. I studied orchestration and composition with Anthony Braxton. And Anthony taught with a saxophone around his neck. And so we played in class every day before, sort of a clearing of the air before we went into formal class. And what I learned is a lot about improvisation that I didn't know before I went in. It's not that I hadn't done it. I just learned how to do it better and a lot more frequently, and mm-hmm. how beneficial it is to a musical practice in general.
Now, you're saying that Braxton had a saxophone and you all played. What were you playing?
Percussion. I didn't bring a whole drum set in, but I'd always bring in a few small objects to play. Yeah. That was a moment where I wished I was a trombone player or something, that I could carry something that was substantial with me, that self-contained. But being a percussionist, you learn to play anything, really. Even a trombone, sadly.
You've probably heard about the closing of Mills College.
I'm curious to know the financial details about that. I always thought that they were a well-financed, well-endowed college. I'm kind of surprised about this in a way. And they certainly paid part of my way there, not all of it. But I think that they've been generous with their undergraduates, especially. So I'm a little surprised. Although, it's talk like this has gone on a long time. In fact, when I was there, there was a moment where they almost decided to let men into the undergraduate department, and so there was there were protests and the school shut down, and that was for financial reasons. So I guess there was something in the background there all along that wasn't adding up. I met a lot of great musicians, and in fact, from the time that I was there, and including some of the professors, I worked with a lot of those people, and I still work with a lot of those same people. So it was a great community, not just for the quality of the teaching, but the sort of the camaraderie and the willingness to collaborate and all these things. That it was really a much better school experience in terms of making friends, so to speak, and professional friends and friends that I still stay in contact with than my physics experience at UCSC was. And maybe that's not surprising. Mills, you know, about Mills itself, it was really, it really was brought together and really held together by some of the great people that have been there. And I'm thinking of Robert Ashley and David Rosenboom, who really organized those places and really, I think, brought in great students and great teachers. And when they were administering, I think they did a great job to really make a community. So it was, and that's not to say anything about, you know, all the other ones or who was doing it most recently. I just wasn't there then, so I don't know. It was not just anything goes, but anything can go if, as long as it's good. And it's got quality. So it isn't just the sort of situation where you just have to study counterpoint and orchestration and you know, voice leading and all this thing, and then, you know, and then also be a great pianist enough to play Bach preludes to get out, by the way, which is the reason I quit studying music at UC Santa Cruz. So, you know, but if you're good at something, if you make good music, you're okay. And that's a unique thing about it.
89.7 KFJC. That was an interview I recorded a few days ago with Michael Gendreau about his experience as a student in a master's program at Mills College. I preceded that with his T921 Part 2 from the album Vitage. I'm Cousin Mary, tonight doing a Mayhem special, music from Mills, musicians from Mills College. I thought maybe we would play a couple of the musicians that Michael mentioned. First up, Anthony Braxton. He's an experimental composer, improviser, saxophonist, and multi-instrumentalist. Braxton taught at Mills College from 1985 to 1990. We're going to hear piece 5. From the album Creative Orchestral Music, out on BMG Music RCA Records. This is The Wave of the West, KFJC.
Thank you.
89.7 KFJC. That was Anthony Braxton, piece 5 from the album Creative Orchestral Music. I'm Cousin Mary, tonight doing a Mayhem special, part 2 of Music from Mills, Musicians from Mills College. The interview that I recorded and just played a few minutes ago with Michael Gendreau, he did mention studying with Lou Harrison in junior college. I believe that was Aptos College. So let's hear from Lou Harrison. He taught at Mills from 1936 to 1939 and held the Darius Mio Chair of Musical Composition there from 1980 until he retired in 1985. Lou Harrison's particularly noted for incorporating elements of the music of non-Western cultures into his work, and he's written a number of pieces for Javanese-style gamelan instruments. That's what we're going to hear tonight. We're going to hear the first movement of the Suite for Violin and American Gamelan. This is from the New Albion album, La Coro Sutro. I'm Cousin Mary, on the Wave of the West, KFJC.
Thank you.
89.7 KFJC. That was Lou Harrison's Suite for Violin and American Gamelan, First Movement. That is from an album called Le Coro Sutro. I'm Cousin Mary tonight doing a Mayhem special, music from Mills, musicians from Mills College. Up next, going to play Henry Cowell's Persian set. We're going to hear the moderato movement. This is out on Composer's Recordings. In the 1930s, Henry Cowell and John Cage worked in the dance department of Mills College. And soon after, Cowell's student, Lou Harrison, who we just heard, became a Mills professor. Let's hear it. On the Wave of the West, KFJC.
This current program is a rebroadcast from the KFJC archives. Time-sensitive information you hear will be incorrect.
89.7 KFJC and broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC Los Altos Hills. Oh my goodness, that was lovely. I haven't heard that in a long time. Forgotten how much I like that. It's Henry Cowell's Persian set. We heard the Moderato movement. Well, up next, let's hear from Zena Parkins. She's a professor at Mills since 2007, composer and instrumentalist. She performs on standard harps, several custom electric harps, piano, and accordion. Let's hear solo from Neil. This is from the Zodic recording Necklace. On the Wave of the West, KFJC.